Because I'm really into that thing that we do every time the show ends. But oh wait, we're live. Uh-oh, sorry.
T3 Media.
Oh man, I hope you guys didn't hear anything compromising as I was talking to my lovely co-host here. The things that we may or may not do before, during, and after the show. Welcome back to another episode of Talking Through the Media's podcast, guys. I am your host, Chris Fagan. This is the show where we talk about reactions and reviews by fans for fans. And joining me, as always on a Thursday, is my wife, Joy Fagan. Looking surprised, like, oh my God, a camera crew. So yeah, like I said, I don't know if the mics came on too early or not, but that thing that I said that we do, we didn't. I don't do that. That's not what's happening there. What's up, Geekly Goods? Hey, what's going on, brother? Hey, Eddie, what's going on? Yo, he says, yo. Thank you guys for joining us. We got a few things we're gonna talk about. Some updates in the world of Hollywood. Some crazy stuff that's happening out there in the medias, as like I said, as we talked to, we got some reviews that we're going to discuss as well. So without further ado, let's get right on into it, guys. The first topic of the week, Joy, what do we got going on, baby?
We have talking through the ditty.
Talking through the ditty. Oh my goodness. Okay, what's going on with the
From
ditty?
Yahoo
Let me.
News, music mogul Diddy has had his homes fitted with hidden panic rooms for added security. These panic rooms are said to be equipped with bulletproof doors, walls, as well as surveillance cameras to monitor any potential threats. The spotlight has intensified on Sean Diddy Combs' alleged secretive freak-off parties following raids on the music mogul's properties earlier this week. The rapper has been accused of fitting his homes with multiple hidden cameras and then using the footage to allegedly blackmail party attendees. Is it okay to have hidden cameras inside your home?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. So before we get into that question, yeah, this whole thing about I think people are expecting that with after the raid of Diddy's home, and the revelation that Diddy has had secret hidden cameras throughout his house, even in the bathroom, allegedly. And there have been some major players that have come and gone to these freak-offs hosted by P. Diddy, who runs the city. So what overall, okay, so do you think, this is my first question before we get into that other question, if this is a good thing or the right thing to do in anybody's homes, do you think that there's any compromising things on these videos that might get Diddy in, might get him off, might get him in less trouble, more trouble? What do you think is going on with this?
I don't know if it's gonna get him off. It just might get
Or it
people
might get him off in
joining,
a freaky way. Who
might get
knows?
him joined, might get people joined with him there to get in trouble with him.
I think there's some, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. All I know is that I've been thinking back to all the music that I've been listening to growing up. And there were signs, you know how people go back and they listen to you. There was another song that we were talking about earlier. There was a, you know, people go back when an artist gets in trouble and they listen to some music that makes people go, damn, I should have known. There was a song that Diddy produced with Mace on Mace's first album. I was telling my wife about this earlier. Is any of you guys have you guys ever heard the Harlem World album? There is a song, I think it was like one of the last songs, and it used to be my favorite song. I have to say used to be because, you know, legal reasons. It used to be my favorite song on the album. But Mace was pretty much telling on himself. I'm like, I'm surprised that this guy's not canceled either. It was a song that began with Mace calling a homeboy up talking about, remember that girl you said was 19, dog? Man, she was not 19. And yes, she was. She showed me some ID. And the song begins with, how like he fakes follow the girl to school, and he's still trying to pressure her. And even though he knows she's a minor, and the chorus is a girl singing, I really want to mess with you. I'm like, wow. But see, I was that age, though. I was 17, 16 years old when that came out. So I'm okay to jam, too. I was fine. I was 16. I was in high school myself. But Mace, I'm like, why are y'all producing these songs? And it's like, I'm looking back like these people were telling on themselves from day one. So to answer that first question, yes, I think there's going to be a blackmail kind of a situation. Like, he's going to try to pressure somebody who's got some kind of connect with some judge and stuff. Like, if you don't want that tape come out about what you were doing in the bathroom, you know, Kevin or, you know, Daniel. I'm not going to say a last name because I don't want to get sued. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like there's some footage out there. I don't know. I think so. You know, you said you don't think it'll get him out of trouble? You think it might get him in more trouble?
I think it may get people joined, you know, more people added on there, like not just him.
Yeah.
Like me and a bunch of others are all going to get in trouble. I'm going to take everybody down with me.
Well, see, and that's funny that you said it like that. I'm trying to fix your camera. What's wrong with the camera? It's not working. It's not moving. But it's fine. It's funny that you said it like that because I saw a TikTok video. Somebody had Wesley Snipes from New Jack City, and they put Diddy's face. What was that? Like that filter on his, like they put his face over it. He's like, if I'm going down, I'm taking all y'all, you know, with me. And people are feeling like Jay-Z is involved with that, that it's going to be a bunch of people that he could take down. I don't know. So the question is, and I'm going to post the question to you guys. I mean, it's your house. Do you think that is it okay to put surveillance like that in your house?
I really don't know. I know that the bathroom thing, I don't think it really matters if it's your house or not. That's a big no-no. When people
are exposing their
area to be.
Well, to be fair, when these freak offs are happening, I understand what you're saying. Like, you know, you can't put it in a room where your genitals are going to be exposed. So that's but it seems like genitals are being exposed no matter what room you're in if you're going to a PDD freak off. But go ahead. What is that?
But I mean, I don't know what the legalities are. I've worked. You know, as a nurse, I've worked in homes mm-hmm. that have had cameras, but they have, you don't know where the cameras are, but they have signs that say,
yeah,
you're being watched.
Yeah. But you know, Diddy ain't going to tell nobody that. That was part of the whole point. He wanted people to be on camera, allegedly on camera, you know, doing compromising things and stuff like, because if he ever gets any pushback from anybody legally, he, for all we know, there could be lawyers on there. There could be judges. There could be, I mean, a lot of high rollers were being invited to these freak-offs. So I'm going to keep calling them that. It's the freak-off. It's the freak-off. We talking through the Diddy. It's the freak-off. But, I mean, I'm in the gym today, and I'm one of the songs, another Diddy song that I called Victory. And it's the one where he's standing on the bill. He's being chased by the cops. He's like, it's all fucked up now. What am I going to do now, huh? What am I going to do now? And, like, the cops are, like, circling them and stuff. And every time I hear that song now, I'm like, man, the dude is pretty much calling it. Like the fans, everybody call. But I don't know. I think there's going to be no jail time. I don't think anything's going to happen. Let me rephrase. I think that there's going to be so much that could come out that it'll probably be in a lot of high rollers' best interest if none of it comes out. And you just keep settling and things like that. And, you know, and he'll just claim it as a victory. Yeah, you know, I didn't go to jail.
Yeah. And 50 Cent was the first one to be like, all that shit you heard? Yeah, he did that shit.
Yeah, he did that shit. We know he did that shit. It's the freak off. It's the freak off. We know he did it. We know he did it. It's the freak off. I don't know, guys. I don't know. What do you think? Oh, let's keep talking through the ditties. Let's know what you guys can keep commenting. Anything specific that anybody's bringing up? I see Eddie. We got still in the chat. Let's see what everybody's saying. Can I bring this up? It says, I've been hearing about this stuff with Diddy for the past few days now. It's rough. Oh, yeah. It's going to get rough. It's going to get rougher.
Geekly Goods is laughing at us.
For what y'all saying? The freak off. It's the freak off. It's the freak off. That's what he called it. I didn't make that up. It's the freak offs. It's that's what he said. He said, what was that? What was her name? Cassie? That he had? He said, we're going to have you doing some compromising things and it's going to get wild. It's the freak off. You ain't ready for the freak off, man. I literally just watched Freak Nick and today, and I'm like, man, Diddy's been. This is, I mean, we talking about coming up in the '90s and the '80s. I mean, it's the freak off, man. I don't know. That's what I should have called this segment. Talking through the freak off. That's what I should have called it, guys. Let us know what you guys think. As always, guys, comment, like, subscribe, and as always, let's keep talking. All right, moving on. Let's get to the main topic. What's the main topic of the day, babe?
Talking through the Silver Surfer casting.
Talking through the Silver Surfer casting. All right, what's been going on with that? What we got?
From GQ.com, Julia Garner has been cast in the upcoming Marvel Cinematic Universe film Fantastic Four as the Silver Surfer.
So, before you continue, so Julia Garner, if you don't know, from the show that I used to watch called Ozark, it's a great show. If we're talking Emmy winner, Julia Garner. And I'm happy about it. And when we look deeper into how this casting is working and what's really going on, because a lot of pushback about another situation where a character that's normally a man is being recast as a woman. But I got ahead of you, babe. What's the rest of it say?
This marks a major career move for Garner, who is best known for her role in the popular TV series Ozark. Fans of the Marvel franchise are already excited for her portrayal of this iconic character. Garner's transition from the gritty world of the Ozarks to the cosmic realm of outer space is a testament to her versatility as an actress. The Silver Surfer is a beloved character in a Marvel universe known for his powerful abilities and complex backstory. Garner's casting has generated a lot of buzz among fans who are eager to see how she will bring this character to life on the big screen.
Yep. So I don't know much about this version of the Silver Surfer, but I do know that she exists. She's a separate character. This is not a situation where they are, gender swapping. But oh man, and we're gonna get into this later. And I know you guys are seeing the thumbnail where certain YouTubers, the freaks and the framers, Better Call Tyrone, people like that. The virtue signaling with the whole oh my god, they did it again. It was like clockwork. It was being rumored that Anya Taylor-Joy might be playing the Silver Surfer, and now we see that Julia Garner has won the role, and the movie hasn't even come out yet. I mean, no signs of what it's going to be about. For all we know, the male Silver Surfer is going to also be there as well. But in this movie, we'll be dealing with this Silver Surfer for whatever reason. And then maybe the other Silver Surfer will be. We don't know. There's just no way of knowing. But it doesn't stop people from trying to rage bait. So I reached, when I posted about it, I usually don't do this on Twitter and whatnot. But because I used to be a fan of, you know what? I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's first, before we start getting into this whole situation with the Silver Surfer. Let's talk a little bit about who the female Silver Surfer is. Shala Ball, if I'm saying that correctly. What does it say right there, man?
Shala Ball is a character in Marvel Comics who is the queen of Xynla, the homeworld of the superhero Silver Surfer. She is known for her wisdom, compassion, and bravery, and has often been a source of guidance and support for the Silver Surfer in his adventures across the galaxy. Shala Ball's love for the Silver Surfer is a central theme in their relationship.
So That's just a little bit about, okay, so we know now who, or got a better idea of who Shalabal is. She's not the Silver Surfer. She is a Silver Surfer. Or a person who later becomes a Silver Surfer or whatever. I can't say, I don't read the comic, but I don't know much about them. About them overall. Let me borrow your notes real quick. So not knowing much about what's the character or anything, I'm interested in finding out. And I would not be surprised if the male Silver Surfer is also included. Because if I'm not mistaken, I believe, you know, he was introduced first, and then later they came up with a Shalabal character for whatever reason in the storyline. So they're probably going to have it already established that the Silver Surfer has already, you know, been in existence maybe for a long, long time, for all we know. So let's go into a little bit about who the original Silver Surfer is, and then kind of, you know, and we're going to do a little go back in time and history about what's been going on with the Silver Surfer in Hollywood. So the Silver Surfer, also known as Norrin Rad, is a fictional superhero character created by Marvel Comics. He is a humanoid alien from the planet Xin-Law, who gains incredible powers after making a pact with a planet-devouring entity known as Galactus. The Silver Surfer travels through space on a silver surfboard, using his cosmic abilities to protect the universe from powerful threats. Despite his initially villainous, Surfer is known for his noble and selflessness. It goes on. I forgot about it going into the back. Selflessness, nature, often struggling with his inner turmoil as he seeks redemption for his past actions. Now, the last time we had the Silver Surfer on the big screen, because this isn't the first time, and I know a lot of people are like, okay, I understand that we've had the Silver Surfer on the screen before, but this is the MCU. There's some little history about that movie, guys. Let's talk through the Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer. Number one, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer was released in June 15, 2007 as a sequel to the 2005 film Fantastic Four. Number two, the film had a production budget of $130 million and went to gross over $289 million worldwide. I think that means that it probably broke even. Maybe. Despite its financial success, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer received mixed to negative reviews from critics. It currently holds a 37 approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Many critics and fans criticized the film for its lackluster plot, poor character development, and underutilization of iconic characters like the Silver Surfer, the male Silver Surfer. Number five, the film was directed by Tim Story and featured a cast including Lone Gruft, Jessica Alba, Chris Evans, and Michael Chiklis, reprising their roles from the first film. Number six, the visual effects used to bring the Silver Surfer character to life received praise from critics and audience alike. Number seven, despite its shortcomings, Fantastic Four: Rise of the Silver Surfer has developed a cult following among fans of the superhero genre. Eight, the film's portrayal of the Silver Surfer as a conflicted and tragic character was seen as a highlight to some viewers. Number nine, despite its financial success, plans for a third film in the series were ultimately scrapped, and a reboot of the Fantastic Four franchise was later released in 2015. Overall, number 10, last but not least, Tyrone Magnus, you can refresh that, see if it's, because I want to make sure that we're not. Let me know if you guys can still see us in the. Is it okay? So it is still streaming, or is it?
Is it with the live? Me, do that real quick.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we were still streaming. I see you guys in the chat. Okay, I'm about to get to it, and we're about to get to the main point. But I wanted to get that out of the way before we start talking through the Tyrone. Because the first thing I knew to look for was whether or not people like geeks and flamers, freaks and gamers, and Tyrone Matt. And before I get into that, let me tell you something. I used to like Tyrone. I used to think I wanted to collab with him. I was happy of his rise. I was cheering for him when he was going for his 1 millionth subscriber. And then by the time he hit by the time he hit 1.5 million, he just started to change. I felt like it was around when Trump got elected president. He started getting more political. He started hanging around with them Hodge twins that got into his ear. Them biracial YouTube channel, those twin guys who they want to try to ride the fence of race jokes, but you can tell they were raised by non. You can tell their dad was black and their mom. I'll just put it like that. I ain't gonna go out of here. Yeah, there you go. I got the comments popping up, but I gotta make them bigger. The highlights, guys. Support the channel if you guys hit the like button. If you definitely want to get your shine on, yeah, hit the do a donation. I appreciate it. Donation. No, yeah. He on that red pill bullshit. Ever since them Hodge twins, I don't care about your political views, but that's his whole identity now. Ever since this whole everything is woke, thing started coming up. Every damn thing. There's a few YouTubers and a few content creators out there who can shill off this and exploit it without too much. Devastation to the. There's a line that a lot of these channels cross, like Geeks and Gamers. They'll get demonetized and stuff like that. Tyrone is one of these dudes who will ride he knows how to ride the line a little bit better. He's not going to risk his million followers in his core, but he's not shy to still cater to the worst of the worst of them. I don't care that your beliefs are like, these movies are trash or these movies are poorly written. But when your whole identity is it's trash because it's a girl, it's trash because they're Negroes on the screen, that's when I have a problem. I'm like, really? That's the only, it just can't be. I mean, The Marvels was not a well-written movie. But it wasn't because it was three girls on there's movies that are bad, but it's not bad because there was a black guy that walked away, that just went from the left side of the screen to the right side of the screen. I'm like, and then for Tyrone to now, in my opinion, to become the Candace Owens of YouTube reactors. I'm like, dude, I don't know if I tweeted it or not. I said, it's a matter of time you keep playing around with these people. You think you're getting all that money, you grifting that money because you dabbling with those guys who are like, well, you're one of the good ones. Boy, what's wrong with you? And then he's gonna say something and gonna remind, just like Beyonce, reminded y'all that she was a Negro. and then all of a sudden he's gonna try to come back to the black community and then we go just like Candace Owens. No, sorry, Tyrone. And it's only gonna get worse for him from that. Are we still streaming? It froze for a second, but it might be. Is it back?
It's back. He said it's back.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, guys. So, I paid the internet bill. I promise you, I did pay it. But sometimes it glitches, even though we got the fiber optic. I don't know why it does that, but I apologize for that. But guys, if you watched. I went through Twitter, and I invited most of you guys, and I did it on purpose. I saw that a lot of you guys were talking about it, and I saw the people who liked my post, and I sent you a personal invite. I said, hey, come talk about it. Because, man, look, I know that those channels that, complain about, the Hollywood is all, child abusers and Hollywood is too woke and I know all that gets clicks. And it would be a perfect world if people who talk common sense and against that kind of BS, if the internet gods would come down and guarantee that if I started hating on Chris Hemsworth for no reason, but it would guarantee me a million subscribers, I probably would make that motherfucker cry with my words every damn day if I could. But, it is just sad how, but after a while, you fake it until you become it. Now I don't believe they're faking anymore. Star Wars Theory guy, that dude used to be so even, you know, balanced and so and perfect with the way he delivered things. Then he got made fun of one day, and now he's red pill. Star Wars theory. He used to be the most calm dude in the world. His theories were cool. His delivery, his reactions were cool. The second he cried about The Force Awakens and got made fun of by the red pill, he joined them. Like, you ain't gonna pick on me no more. I'm red pill too. And then all of a sudden he's anti-woke. Everything's woke. I mean, it's sad. I'm damn near 50. Me and Tyrone are not far away from age. And a lot of people on Twitter were saying that this motherfucker is damn near 50 years old, acting like a fool about girls being on screen. His black ass complaining about black people on screen. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Aren't you an actor, Tyrone? Ain't you trying to get? I want to. Here we go. Tyrone should go audition for a movie and be like, "No, we don't. This is for a white. This character is for a white person." Okay. Yeah, it should happen to him.
Say, I'm seeing in here Eddie saying that he posted a video where Tyrone's girlfriend wanted to go to Disney World and he refused.
What's her name? What was her name again? I forgot.
That she said she wanted him to take her to Disney World, and she was like, heck no. He was like, no, absolutely not. Disney's woke.
I can't be seen in Disneyland. I can't go to the happiest place on earth. I might run into a person of color. Throughout slavery and things like that, I understand the homophobia in the community and things like that. But look, man, it's time to break the chains, man, in more ways than one. Tyrone ain't doing that. He's just catering to some shit for clicks. This is a grift. This is just another grift. He is trying to solidify. And the crazy thing is, his core followers were already like some cool, good Star Wars people who, you know, just had common sense. And it was still growing. I don't know why he felt that he had. I don't know. I mean, the dude, but that tells me that he was always that way. That Ryan Kenno guy, whatever his name is. And full disclosure, I collaborated with another YouTuber. I think her name was something Mayhem. I forgot her name now. And he was on that show as well. So I didn't meet him. He was just on the panel, and I collaborated with that dude once when I was trying to figure out what the Phantom Menace was and trying to figure out what it was. I didn't know if I was like, maybe I'm a part of that. Maybe. But when I figured out what it was, I was like, oh no. Oh no. Fuck this. No, I'm not doing this. I don't have time to pretend to be that much of a damn hater. This sound is good. What's all right. Joy said that you had some thoughts. Are we talking about Tyrone?
Yeah.
What you got to share with us, bro?
Well, Tyrone, in all honesty, because like in the early 2010s, he wasn't like the person that he is. And I think what made him kind of become the grifter he is due to this one YouTuber called Grade A Under A. I don't know if you've heard of the guy.
No. Well, go ahead. Tell me about it.
Well, Grading Under A was this YouTuber that actually exposed Tyrone because for, you know, not just him, but basically like YouTube reactors in general and how he thinks that, you know, because Grade A called him out. And I think it was ever since that time where he felt like, okay, people are starting to see cracks within not only him, but his channel, like his algorithm came out.
Okay, yeah.
And he was like, he was basically on the bandwagon with like everybody else. Cause you know, people can say what they want about The Last Jedi. Personally, I like the movie. I do agree with some of the things they say about certain characters and their handlings, but overall I thought it was fine. But apparently it wasn't for people like Tyrone and like geeks and gamers and all these guys where, where they just started to make video after video after video, just talking about, and just talking about like how, you know, woke that Disney's becoming, and how like characters like Rose and Holdo and all these other characters that were there just to kind of to appease an agenda or something like that. And I was kind of, the grifting just started to like to just implode ever since. And then everything Disney's put out ever since, they started to go after that. And it's like so many videos. And when I look at Tyrone, he's like pumping out so many videos that you are like, just what the hell is going on? Like, this guy never, and I mean never, used to put out so many videos within a single day, talking about like all this anti-woke stuff. Because even back then, he didn't really care about, you know, woke stuff.
I actually remember whenever the topic of race or anything that would come up that would involve inequality, he would tell it like it is. I mean, he would give his own personal take on it. If a person was saying stuff negative about a person just because of the color of their skin, he would because he's a black actor in Hollywood, having to deal with the same discriminations and the same issues. Fancy words.
No. But what I was gonna say real quick. No, I appreciate that. Thanks. But no, the what I was gonna say real quick was, to the morph thing also, because the morph thing was actually a follow up to the reaction, and it was the interesting thing he said toward the end of that video was he said something to the effect of, you know, this my reaction from the trailer and all that has lost me gained me subscribers and has lost me woke subscribers. I'm like, first of all, why are you labeling your detractors woke? But then again, that's not a surprise that he's saying that. But then he also says, I don't care. Even if I don't make it to 10 million subscribers, so be it. And I'm like, dude.
Oh, he won't.
First of all, And 10 million subscribers is such an unrealistic goal, because how long ago did he reach 1 million subscribers? 5 years ago.
Right. The
5 years ago.
There is a, I've always said this. There is a ceiling to this red pill stuff. It, for you to be on this everything is woke train, if you're not hating enough, they will eat you up. There is always a ceiling to reach 5 million subscribers, 10 million subscribers. You gotta damn near be the damn Antichrist to reach that type of numbers. It's not possible.
And here's the thing, it's like, for someone that 5 years ago that reached 1 million, he at least should have been at what, like, probably at like five, like close to 5 mil by now. And this guy hasn't even cracked 2 million yet.
Yeah.
I mean, that just tells you that, one, his content is stale. Two, a lot of those subscribers that he deems are woke, that he lost, are the same people that helped him get to the 1 million mark in the first place.
Right, exactly. So, it's like, what's that saying? You cut off your nose to spite your face? It doesn't make any damn sense. Like, why the hell, if your goal is 10 million subscribers, why would you piss off the if your first 1 million subscriber is 50, even if 20%, whether you're woke, it's going to chop chop your damn legs off. And try running to that goal after that. I mean, it made no sense. Like,
it made no sense. It made no sense whatsoever. And the worst part about that is, when he said that, I'm like, okay, so let me get this straight, Tyrone. You're willing to continue letting, in other words, you're saying you're willing to continue to let your channel die.
You're willing to sacrifice the people who help you get there.
Exactly. And continue doing the same to cater to
these new people who might not be there tomorrow. Because like I said, I guarantee you, the second he does like Beyonce and comes out with that Lemonade album and reminds people that he's a brother, I'm telling you, a lot of them going to be gone.
I would not be surprised if all the people that are sticking around are nothing but bots. I would not be surprised if they're bots. Because trust me, I would not be surprised, because those people that have talked badly about Tyrone have had their comments flooded with all these hate comments and say, oh, well, Tyrone's living in your head rent-free, and oh, you must, he's wholesome and this and that. I'm like, I get those a lot. I have to turn off my comments because I know for the moment I put up a video, I know I'm gonna get flooded with that.
Yeah, the like I said, I don't usually. It's rare when I bring up the YouTubers and whatnot. I rarely do it, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I was just feeling icky. I just feel like, you know what? I'm not going to be silent about this. I'd rather.
You did the right thing. I felt you did the right thing by doing that. I commend you for it.
Was it you on Twitter that because there was a comment that was on my Twitter feed that said that exact same thing. One person said, I've never even said anything about Tyrone and he blocked me because I liked someone else's video who said something about him.
That was not me, but there was a lot of people who say that. And I think I might have liked a couple of those tweets, maybe, but it wasn't me. I mean, I would have said the same thing if I did that, but no, all I did was disagree with them because I was defending somebody who was disagreeing with him too, and he had him blocked. So,
he literally, like, here he goes. I think I got blocked by Gina Carano. This was from at Movie Geeks. He's a fan of Disney, but would take his girlfriend to Disney parks because they're woke. Or
that's what I was saying earlier in the chat, man. The video is, oh my god, you will make you so upset. You would feel bad for his girlfriend.
Here is for Scott. Well, I mean, I just like I don't feel bad Melania Trump. This is from, here it is. This is the person I was confusing you with. It was Richard Nebel. I don't know what his ad is. Richard Nebbins. I just realized today that he blocked me. And honestly, I'm not even mad. He said, somebody else that got blocked. But I can't find a tweet. There was somebody who tweeted at me and said, I've never said anything about him. But because I liked someone else's video who criticized him, he blocked. He must have went down the list of people who liked a certain video that he didn't like and just started blocking everybody. What? Not going to risk it. Talking through the medias, blocked. Not going to risk it. So, hey.
It's like, and not only that, it's like, when does he care about other? Why would he care so much that he wants to snoop on other people's business to see if they like something that somebody's saying against him? I'm like, I don't know how that's any of his business, but okay.
I mean, hey, if you like it, I love it. I mean, that's a lot of good questions, man. I'm curious now. I almost want to pull up his feed and you know what? It's like the cat in the box. You know, is the cat dead or is it alive? The answer is yes on both. I mean, I don't know. So as long as I don't check, maybe I am blocked or maybe I'm not. I don't know. Mm. I'm not gonna check. So the answer is,
yes. Yeah, I guess, you know, for your own mental health, it probably just to not bother doing it. Because it's not worth the hassle.
Yeah, I mean, if he ever reaches out and says, Chris, help me, bro. I want to get off this anti-woke train. I got you. I got you, brother. If you ever want to, you know, come back to the light, I got you. Anytime, Tyrone. But I doubt that's going to happen. He's probably making enough money. As long as he's making money, he's probably fine.
For it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I didn't even think about that. My virtual camera wasn't even on. I'm gonna try to figure out what I'm doing wrong. Or,
a few hours of just doing nothing but chat. That is awesome. Man.
Just talk. Yeah, I'm gonna go back and watch that video again. It was me. It was like two or three other YouTubers, and we called it. Mm. It's like a meeting of the minds, and we talked about movies. We're just some guys just having fun. But doesn't have to be just guys. Guys, girls, doesn't matter who are you. All are welcome.
It could be diverse. It's as the more diverse, the better.
Yeah, yeah. All are welcome. So yeah, maybe I'll do another Movie Minds, and we'll have to do something. You're definitely invited. Yeah, I'm putting you. You on the list. You're on the list.
sweet. And if Geek and Leo from Leo Geekly Goods, if you're watching this, let's also collaborate. I want to have a chat with you too if you're watching. I know he's watching because he's in the live stream. But
yeah, Geekly Goods.
Let's do that.
He's my nemesis because I'm jealous of him. I'm trying to get like him every day. I'm watching his numbers. I'm like, this guy's, he's killing me in the ratings. I'm good, but no, he helps me makes me better every time I see him. I'm like, I should have said that. That's what I'm always saying.
Yeah, but anyway, for sure. Well, I'll let you go. I'll still stick around in the chats, but
awesome.
But yeah, and also, with your permission, like I can also DM you on Twitter and just talk. You know, even before you set up all this stuff, we can always talk through the DMs and we can always discuss stuff beforehand. I mean, that would be great too.
No, hit me up. Anytime, man. I'm always here.
Yeah, you're following me anyway, and I'm following you too, so it should be no problem.
Awesome, brother. I appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, I'm going to go into the by fans for fans portion of the show. I know we went longer than normal. I was going to mention some of the things that I came across on social media on the main topic, but I did that during our conversation with Eddie. So I'll go down the list.
Yeah, we got one hater.
I don't give a damn about no hater. I you hate me. I love you. Depends on what you said, though, because I'll curse your ass out in a motherfucking second. I don't give a fuck. Should I start from the top or should I start from the bottom? I'll start from the top. I don't know. To be honest, I barely listen on topic here. See? How you going to mess up the 90s like that? See? You're asking for it. Now you're just going to get punished. Geekly Goods continues on. Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to camera up bathrooms, but it is their own property. I don't think you are allowed to can't put cameras up in the bathroom, but he did it. So whatever footage Diddy has, I'm pretty sure he's making phone calls. He's like, you better tell the judge this better go away or else. And you know, Mr. Hart or or Mr. J. I'm pretty sure he's got, Diddy's probably got something on somebody. He's going to make something happen. Continuing on from Geekly Good. Yeah, I don't think, I already read that one. Cameras in bathrooms are generally illegal, but I guess when it's your property, you can do whatever you want. I personally don't support it. Yeah, I would think that, I don't think it's legal no matter, because you're allowed to have cameras all throughout your house. But bathrooms, that's where it gets tricky, because that's a known place where people's genitals might be exposed. And I don't think it's allowed either way, shape or form. But I don't think I don't even think the worst happened in bathrooms. he probably had cameras in like bedrooms, living room, kitchen. Let's see. This comes from Reinhardt 68. First, I'll say I love movies and TVs, and this one of my passion. But if we put the veracity behind feeding the hungry, housing the homeless, do you know how much good we could bring? Surfer appears down the line. Ryan continues. Do I like the casting for Silver Surfer? No, because in my own head canon, I already knew who the perfect actor would be, but that's not what the studio wanted. So guess what? I'm gonna have to deal with it. Exactly. I mean, but that's something that we normally do. We'll Cheeto. We'll is he back there on top of the knock down my gargoyles. What we do, we cast things in our head, but that actor that you had in your mind might not, but because we don't know the script, that perfect actor that you had in your mind might not be perfect for the actual script. Or maybe they would be, you never know. At least, that's what the MCU is doing. Thumbnail is hilarious. Thank you. RK and Tyrone Magnus crying their ass, because that's what they do. They put everybody with the big eyes and they put the word woke on it and shit like that, you know, and acting like a damn fool. I think Norrin might still appear. Silver Surfer, I honestly think so too. I think they will too. Ryan continues on, or can I simply get online and throw a temper tantrum that will absolutely change nothing in the long run? Plus, I'm a huge fan of the Ozarks, so I'm interested to see.
Fucking kill me!
When she went viral for that little scene. Eddie continues on, Tyrone Magnus is trash always, and the sad part is I used to like the guy back in the early 2010s before he went to the freak-offs, when he wasn't an unhinged far-right lunatic. I'm telling you, he went to a freak-off, and this guy, what else believes? I think the original, the male Silver Surfer is going to be in there too. I believe they're both going to be in it, but I think for this story, they've decided to use this Silver Surfer, the female Silver Surfer, for this story. I 100% believe that the male Silver Surfer is going to be in the story, just not the focus. He'll be there, just not forefront. He might show up at the end. Who knows? It doesn't matter. All right, if the story is written poorly and it was the male Silver Surfer, that ain't gonna change nothing. It was still a poorly written story. I'm like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, man. Let's talk about the fact that Tyrone was probably at these freak-offs. Her comic book run is very small. Yeah. Iron Man wasn't really that popular. But when they executed the movie the way they did with Robert Downey Jr., now Iron Man is a staple. He is a heavy hitter now. Guardians of the Galaxy comic books weren't selling for shh. Now they're one of the most popular groups out there in the MCU. I'm like, it. All it takes is a well executed story. I'm telling you guys. Eddie continues. I'm more than likely Norrin Red Surfer will appear alongside. Yeah, that's like I was saying earlier. Either that or later down the line. 100%. That's exactly the problem. I will not be surprised if that's exactly what's going to happen. It may be small, but still important on the list of all time. Him and Candace Owens, just, I don't know, man. I'm telling you, man. It's weird. Geekly Good. Tyrone was awesome before. He's so awful now. You ain't never lie. going down the line. Aaron G. Going about the Hodge twin. Before that, he said, yep, the usual suspects was going crazy yesterday. Off Tyrone about a year ago. He seems like a mostly good guy, but then he'd on this woke that tear, and it's just become boring and low effort for clicks. Low effort for clicks. That's what I should have named this video. Tyrone Magnus. Low effort for clicks. That's a good one. Let's see. What he said it was further down. It was after I sent the link. Let's see. Before that, I mean, Mark also continues calling the X-Men and Star Trek woke is just ridiculous. 100%. Then we got Tyler. Of course, the name is Tyler. You're just as bad. Your entire stream is dedicated to one person, one person's opinion. No, I also talked about that Ryan dude and Geeks and Gamers. You're just as bad. No, here's the difference. You won't see me doing what like Mecha Heart Random 42 doing every 5 minutes, doing a 3 hour video about Brie Larson. Oh my God, Brie Larson. Like, no, I don't do that. I don't do that, dude. I will not. I will not be talking about this tomorrow or next week. I mean, Tyro, he would have to really do something up for me to make him a main topic again. I will not be talking. I mean, there's so many things to talk about. Like, no, that's different. I might not talk about Tyrone Magnus again till a year from now. I mean, is it possible that the algorithm might attach itself to this video and be like, hey, when you talk about this guy, a lot of views come up. It's possible. It's possible. But that doesn't mean I'm going to do it. 5,000 views. Then Tyrone Magnus, I'm going to be like, Scarlo, leave him. I'm like, Scarlo, you in danger, girl. I'm going to turn into Whoopi Goldberg. Scarlo, you in danger, girl. I'm going to do it. But the difference between me and like and the freaks and the flamers and people like that is like they get a little bump in their views and they're like, oh my god, I got it. Mecca Random 42. I did a whole timeline about how, you know, she wasn't making no views at all, but the second she talked about Brie Larson and she saw that huge spike, then that was it. Dog with a bone. I am not going to dog with a bone Tyrone Magnus. But what, I mean, I just wouldn't do that because that's boring. I mean, that's exactly what we were talking about in this chat right here, how boring that is. I just wouldn't do that. Let this video get 10,000 views, though, on my channel. because in that situation, see, at least I'm going to be honest about it. Unlike them, I'm going to be honest with you. It's not that I'm trying to be a hater, but if I'm finding like-minded people, and let's be honest, I'm not talking about shutting them down and shutting people down and talking about movies that shouldn't have white people in it or black people in it or women in it or men in it. I'm not doing any of that. I'm trying to be inclusive. Do I think it makes more sense to be inclusive versus anti? Yeah. And if this video got 500 and then I would turn into a dog with a bone, fuck yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, then sue me. But I'd rather do that versus being some asshole on Fleeces and Flamers talking about, you know, acting like they, you know, they don't even like girls. You know, girl, oh my God, Brie Larson's so icky. Vagina, does the vagina go this way or that way? I can't remember. You know, I don't. Would female nominees from even attending the awards because they're colored, you know, because that's what Hollywood used to do. And that's what people like that are trying to bring back. That's what they say. If you don't study history, you're a fool that's going to repeat it. They think they're just doing this for clicks and they think they're just being funny, but you're actually bringing back something that actually used to be in effect. Whites only, no colors, things like that. That's where it leads to. And would I rather, you know, have like-minded people who would be against all that crap, you know, talking with me on this channel? Yeah, I'd rather talk to those people who want to be more inclusive. So yeah, okay. At least I'll admit it. If the algorithm says but trust me, the spike wouldn't have to be just a little bit. It would have to be a significant spike. But put your money on the fact that I probably will not be talking about Tyrone Magnus in the foreseeable future. Probably won't, but there's a chance. At least I'm being honest. Anything else? What happened after that? While we're on our by fans for fans part of the show here, did I miss anything else? Was that it?
There's some fees that just now popped.
That just popped in. I just read that one. One of the best saying that came from John Campia was even when I didn't bring up John Campia this time, I didn't do it. So right here, this is Mark Hansen. I didn't bring, I'm on Magnus was a guest of with, was it Collider or was it with AMC? I was one of the, I was so excited for him to be on that.
I know you showed it to me.
It was the most boring. I don't know what the hell Tyrone was smoking that day. He was smoking something nobody ever heard of that hadn't been invented yet. It was weird. He just sat there. It's bored. He didn't like I mean, this is the guy who would be on his own channel when he's in charge. He was like, 10 million acres, all the energy, everything, you know, was woke and blah blah blah. But when he was on somebody else's, he was like, that is I was so embarrassed for him. I didn't know what the hell was going on. But I don't know what happened that day. It was weird. But hey. Anyway. Eddie says, never ignore your spouse or brother. I as long as she has my dinner ready. I thought I was gonna get hit. Like, oh! You know who the man is. No. Joel Mayberry continues on. Most people know Silver Surfer was the male one. So there's a difference between writing a story around the female surfer and pandering to the world. And flies to the Fantastic Four and goes, it definitely could work though. And I'll still see it in theaters, but Marvel has gone woke and gone down. I mean, for all they knew, I'm gonna be fair. For all they knew, the pandemic could have lasted longer than it did. It could have been people were predicting the downfall of theaters and stuff. For all they knew, they could have been right, but they were wrong. And the theaters bounced back. So that pandering to streaming had become a money loser. And all that stuff all that low quality stuff that we're seeing that's now kind of filtering out was what was being greenlit during that time when they thought streaming was about to take over the industry. So they weren't pandering to a woke audience. The stuff was low quality because they were technically pandering to streaming. But now that Bob Iger is back and he gave the power back to Feige and they're focusing on theaters again and the theaters have come back and stuff and they've seen and they've proven that when it goes to theaters first versus streaming that there's more money to make. I'm hope springs eternal for the future. That's all I'll say. I can't predict the future. For all I know, maybe you're right. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. So I'm not gonna hate on you. I'm not gonna say, unlike Tyrone, I'm not gonna block you or anything like that. I'm not gonna act like a little snowflake. I don't like that. No, I'm just gonna explain why I don't agree with it. And we can always keep talking. You are always invited back, man. Always invited to the channel. I don't block people. I'm invited in the chat, man. Thank you guys Aaron G, to Reinhardt T68. Everybody that joined us in the chat today, man. Thank you. Marvin J, everybody. Thank you guys for joining the chat and sharing your opinions, your thoughts, your concerns on all the topics and stuff. I'll see you guys. I should be back tomorrow. I can't guarantee it's going to be the normal After Dark horror topic show. It might be just a regular show like today. And we'll just keep talking. So appreciate you guys for helping me out in the chat. I'm gonna turn these cameras off because it's time for me and the wife to adjourn for the day. So, babe, if people want to reach out to you online, where can they do so?
My TikTok is Viola Fagan, and my Instagram is Scrub Hats and More by Joy.
Look how cute she is in those glasses. Look at that. You see that hickey on her neck? Why'd you get that hickey, babe? What happened there? Where'd that hickey come from? What the hell? Was that the freak offs? Was that the freak off? She was at the freak off. Hey guys, if you want to reach out to me, you can reach at Chris W. Fagan or at T3 Media Studios on all the socials, guys. As always, guys, let us know what you guys think. And appreciate you guys once again. Thank you again, Eddie. Thanks you for bringing me on. He says, thanks for coming on, man. You gave me a lot to talk about and a lot to think about and a lot of things that I didn't even think of. Brought some insight that I wasn't even ready for, but I was glad that you did it, man. As always, guys, you and Eddie, you are always welcome back any day, anytime. That's it for me, guys. Appreciate you guys for indulging me for almost an hour and 45 minutes this time. Man, all I had to say was Tyrone Magnus and the freak-offs. And it went down tonight. Speaking of freak-offs, wait until to see what happens after these cameras go off. Oh, man. Right, baby? No. Good night and sayonara, motherfuckers, or something like that. I don't know. That's me. Anyway, peace.
Remember to like this video, become a subscriber, and share. This really does help us out. If you would like to watch more from us from T3 Media Studio, click here or here. Thanks for watching. Stop being NC-17.